In his book, Oral Instructions of Mahamudra and Elsewhere, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, "We should know that we need to identify our own mind, our own body, and ourself correctly." He says, "Since beginningless time, our way of identifying ourself has been mistaken. We believe that our self that we normally see is ourself. This belief is ignorance, because our self that we normally see does not exist." And then Venerable Geshe explains the consequences of holding this ignorance in our mind continuously. He says, "Due to this ignorance, we develop and experience various kinds of mistaken appearance. And because of this, we experience various kinds of suffering and problems as hallucinations throughout this life and in life after life, endlessly." So normally when we identify ourselves or think about ourselves, what appears to mind is a self, an I, a being who is independent of everything else, a self that exists from its own side without in any way relying upon or depending upon the mind for its existence. And we grasp at this self, we identify with this self, we identify as this self. And this, Venerable Geshe says, is the source of all our problems. There is no self or person that exists from its own side. In reality, the self is simply an appearance to mind, or we can say a projection of mind, or an imputation of mind. In his book, Modern Buddhism, in the section on Tantra, Venerable Geshe says, "Our body and mind are not ourself, but are the basis of imputation for ourself. Our self is imputed upon our body and mind by thought." So this is true of everything that exists. It's imputed by thought in dependence upon its basis of imputation appearing to mind. And so Venerable Geshe says, "Through perceiving our body or mind, we naturally develop the thought I or mine. Without a basis of imputation, things cannot exist. Everything depends upon its basis of imputation." This is quite deep, but it's worth spending some time thinking about this and try to see in our own experience how it is so that when we develop the thought I, we do so in dependence upon one or more of our aggregates of body and mind appearing. So our body and mind are our basis upon which our mind imputes I. If we understand this, we can see why the basis upon which we impute ourselves is so important. The Venerable Geshe says, "In general, we have changed our basis of imputation countless times. In our previous lives, we took countless rebirths, and each time the basis of imputation for ourself was different. When we took a human rebirth, our basis of imputation was a human body and mind. And when we took an animal rebirth, our basis of imputation was an animal's body and mind. Even in this life, when we were a baby, our basis of imputation was a baby's body and mind. When we were a teenager, our basis of imputation was a teenager's body and mind. And when we grow old, our basis of imputation will be an old person's body and mind. So we can see that our basis of imputation, the basis upon which the thought I appears, changes from life to life and within one life many times. But each time, until now, each time our basis of imputation appears, our body or our mind, what appears and what we grasp at is a body or mind that exists from its own side. This is a mistaken appearance. There is no body or mind that exists from its own side. Independence upon observing and grasping at a body or mind that exists from its own side, we develop the thought I. And so we naturally feel that this I, this self, also exists from its own side, that it has its own independent existence. This is why Venerable Geshe says, up till now we mistakenly identify, apprehend ourself. But what's more important is that up until now, the basis upon which we impute ourself has been an impure body or impure mind, contaminated by ignorance, perceived by ignorance. Because we impute ourselves upon an ordinary, impure basis, we identify as an ordinary, impure being. But if through relying upon Buddhist teachings on emptiness and particular Buddhist teachings on Tantra, we learn to change our basis of imputation from an impure basis to a pure basis, then the self or I that we impute upon that basis will be a pure person, a pure being, a pure self. So this is vital. This is critical. In fact, the only way out of this vicious cycle of suffering in which we now find ourselves is to change our basis of imputation from impure to pure, from contaminated to uncontaminated, and identify ourselves correctly as a mere appearance to mind, a self merely imputed by mind, but imputed upon a pure basis, a pure body and a pure mind. And this we learn through tantric teachings, to dissolve the present body and mind that we see into emptiness. And then, within that emptiness, to generate ourselves as an enlightened being, a deity, a Buddha. And then, perceiving the body and mind of this enlightened being, develop the thought, I. Of course, to begin with, this training is merely imagination, but gradually it becomes more and more of a reality for us. As we become more and more familiar with identifying ourselves as a pure being, we come closer and closer to becoming a pure being. This is the path of Tantra. In a few days' time, we will have the opportunity to receive a tantric empowerment and some tantric instructions from Genla Gelsang Kenrab at the International Spring Festival. I would strongly recommend that we all attend this festival, which is easy to do because it's online, and try to understand and gain a little bit of experience of how we can change our basis of imputation, how we could begin to train in becoming a pure being.